Now, U.S. hockey is on a tear in Vancouver. Last night, the men's team upset the Canadians 5-3, and there's some Olympic hockey history in the air this week. Today is the 30th anniversary of one of the biggest upsets in Olympic history and in hockey history, when those scrappy amateurs from the United States defeated the USSR on the ice. That was the Miracle on Ice in Lake Placid. Mark Johnson was one of the members of that miraculous men's team, and he's looking to win gold all over again, but this time he's coach of USA women's hockey. The U.S. women's team plays in the semifinals today against Sweden. We spoke to Mark Johnson last week from Vancouver. Mark, 30 years ago today, you were the lead scorer in that magnificent game. Does that performance inspire your women players today?
Well, hopefully. I mean, not too often as an athlete you get to play in the Olympic Games, and certainly the expectations back in 1980 when we were playing are a little bit different than the team I'm running right now. It's still the Olympics. It's still an opportunity to represent your country. And for this group of players that I'm coaching, it's an opportunity to win a gold medal. It's exciting, and certainly we've got a lot of energy within our squad.
You know, the United States women's team has blown by Finland 6-0, blown by Russia 13-0, blown by China 12-1, facing Sweden this afternoon. It's safe to say, I think, that your team has not been well tested yet. So how are you expecting to fare in the rest of the tournament here?
Well, obviously, the next game, as you mentioned, against Sweden, we play this afternoon. It's going to be an important game from the standpoint, if you're victorious and you're successful, then that game, you get an opportunity to play for a gold medal. So, to me, it's the toughest game of the tournament. Sweden in 2006 beat the United States in this exact game. So,
right.
We're going to have our hands full just because of the meaning of the game.
Meanwhile, Sweden itself was blasted by Canada 13-1. What intel do you derive from that result?
Well, obviously, the Canadians have a very strong team. They're playing in their home country on their home soil, and they got a lot of offensive players that are very dangerous. And in sports, you can have good nights and bad nights, and for Canada, they had a very good night against Sweden, and unfortunately the Swedes didn't play very well. But they'll forget that quickly because, as I mentioned, the team that wins that game between ourselves gets an opportunity to play for a gold medal. So there's a lot on the line, and certainly both teams are going to come out and play their best hockey.
Mark Johnson, let's take a step back for a minute, because I know you know about the concern about the balance in women's hockey right now. You have teams like the United States, like Canada, really dominating the world, and I just went through some of the results, 13-0 over Russia, 12-1 over China. Of course, Canada rolling over Sweden 13-1 and an even bigger result against Slovakia. There are people out there who want to put Olympic women's hockey on hold until there's better competition for the U.S. and Canada. Would that be a good idea?
No, I don't think it would be. I don't think it'd be fair to certainly several of the countries that are doing things the right way. To me, it's such a new sport. It hasn't been around long enough to warrant the opportunity to say, hey, let's put this on hold and wait a few more years for these other countries to catch up. You go back to the early Olympics, you look at men's ice hockey, the scores were even worse than what you're seeing on the women's side here the last couple of Olympics. Finland's got much better over the last several years. Sweden's doing a nice job. China's starting to make progress. It takes time, and I think sometimes we have to be patient. I know the other countries are working hard. Unfortunately, some of the federations in those areas, aren't putting the resources into it right now, and hopefully in the future it'll continue to grow, it'll continue to prosper, and these countries will continue to improve.
Right. Most people probably don't know that your women play a schedule against high school hockey players for two reasons. One, the speed is kind of matched, but also it's kind of hard to find competition elsewhere in the world right now.
Well, it is, and for us and certainly for Canada, Sweden's done the same thing. Actually, Finland's played against some boys' teams this year.
Right.
When you put together your Olympic rosters, you have the best players that your country has to offer, and so you're looking for competition. And usually that 16, 17, 18-year-old boy is probably the right level. You start getting into 19 and 20-year-olds in the junior level, and we played a couple of those teams this year. That might be a little bit stretching it. It's good competition, but I think that if you have the best players on the female side, You know, for us to play against boys' high school teams, you know, gives us competition that makes us a better hockey team.
You know, they call your 1980 performance, of course, the miracle on ice when the United States men's team beat the Soviet Union, called the Soviet Union at the time, at Lake Placid. If your women pull out a gold medal here, and we all hope they do, in the 2010 Olympics, would you call it a miracle on ice? Certainly a great achievement, but not quite the same underdog status, not even close to what you all faced against the Soviets.
No, as I mentioned, the expectations of this squad when we started in August is our, you know, our goal is to win the gold medal. I mean, back in 1980, I don't think any of us on that squad, anyone within our staff was thinking about winning a gold medal. But
right.
This team right I've got right now, we've been preparing, training. They've been working hard. They've committed themselves, you know, for many years here to get this opportunity. And, you know, certainly when the expectations are high, you know, kids work extremely hard, and then they're going to put themselves in position. They've prepared, and now their opportunity is in front of them. So this isn't going to be a miracle. This is a lot of time commitment, a lot of work on a lot of people's part.
Yeah, you're right. It's no miracle. It's a lot of hard work. U.S. women's hockey is rolling strong in Vancouver. 3 wins under their belt. They play Sweden this afternoon under the leadership of Mark Johnson. He's the coach and also former player of 1980 U.S. men's hockey, the so-called miracle on ice. Mr. Johnson, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.